The KJS Show, Sundays on Kofifi FM 97.2.
Well, welcome back to the KJS Show, where the pulse of jazz culture lives and breathes. And today, we are thrilled to welcome back a genre-defying voice, the velvet baritone who effortlessly straddles soul, jazz, hip-hop, and then the beyond. The one and only Jose James, of course, who's coming through to South Africa, in fact, for the Standard Bank Joy of Jazz Festival 2025. And this time, you know, he brings a stunning tribute to the queen of neo-soul, Erykah Badu, from his bold and beautifully reimagined project. Jose James sings Erykah.
I saw the dreamer raise his hand into a world of possibilities, yes.
Jose James, welcome to the KJS Show.
My brother, so great to see you again, man. How you been?
I've been fantastic since the last time you and I got together. And the last time we spoke, you and I were exploring, you know, the deep musical waters. You know, how does it feel returning to South Africa, you know, with Jose James sings Erykah Badu, specifically to a stage like Joy of Jazz?
Joy of Jazz is one of the best festivals in the world, man. I mean, my musicians and I have nasty talking about how wonderful it was to be there. So I'm so excited to come back. This band is beyond. This is one of my best bands. I'm so excited, you know, for everybody to meet the musicians, to feel the energy. You know, this is some of my favorite musicians in the world right now, you know, seriously.
Yeah.
So, you know, to pay tribute to Erykah Badu, who just announced she has a new album dropping too, which is exciting. Yeah. It's gonna be great. Yeah, sir.
I want to talk a little bit more about Badu, and what was the spark, I guess, you know, that made you want to honor her music in this specific way, and how did you go about translating her iconic sound into your own soulful interpretations?
So, great question. Well, during the pandemic, I was doing a lot of solo online shows when I lived in Amsterdam, looping, using a voice looper and my guitar, and just messing around. And I would invite friends from around the world to watch it and stuff. And my homie Brett Sanders, who is the vibe director of Rainbow Blonde Records, he watched it from Brooklyn and he called me right after. He said, "Yo, man, you gotta do a Badu tribute." That was so cool because I had covered two of her songs. And I had never thought about it. But as soon as he planted it in my mind, it was like inception. I started thinking about it and I was like, yeah, actually, like, why hasn't anybody done a tribute to her? Because, you know, Mama's Gun and on, you know, those dropped a while ago. Like, we're coming up on anniversaries, you know. So I was like, yeah, she actually, as a songwriter, I feel like she hasn't really gotten her due. Of course, she's fabulous in her fashion and her music and her words, but I haven't really focused on her as a songwriter. So this was my, you know, jazz approach to get in there, look at the songs, and interpret it with, you know, the highest level jazz musicians in the world.
Yeah, yeah. And you've toured, you know, the project sings Erykah around the world. How has the audience, I suppose, you know, responded to this tribute? Are there any moments on the tour that made you stop and say, actually, this really landed?
Yeah, all of it, to be honest. Like, she's such a wide-ranging artist. She touches on so many people still. And, you know, I think unlike many of her peers, she's been able to stay current and like very cutting edge, very forward facing. You know, when we do Green Eyes, we do most of the whole suite. And that is really a high point for a lot of people because a lot of people like loved and lost and, you know, fell in love during that time. A lot of our generation. So they really resonate with that moment. And then we, of course, kind of put a Coltrane, Alice Coltrane, John Coltrane vibe to it. So I've always heard that in her music. I've always heard that Pharoah Sanders as John Coltrane vibe, Herbie Hancock, but we kind of drew it out a bit more, you know.
Future FM, we're spending time with Jose James this Sunday, and we're talking to him ahead of his appearance, his performance at the Joy of Jazz Festival 2025, where he will be performing the music of Erykah Badu and hopefully some of his new music, which we'll get to find out, of course, in this conversation. And also, you know, we'll be sharing some of this music in case you are not familiar. You know, we are the one who is the plug for this kind of music, this kind of jazz, every single Sunday between 10 and 1 o'clock here exclusively to 97.2. Now, performing Jose, Erykah's music is one thing, but reimagining it live for Johannesburg, that's a different vibe. What can the Joy of Jazz fans expect, you know, when you hit the stage in September? You know, I'm sure you are ready with the song list, maybe, but sneak peek that?
I mean, we absolutely can, you know. I there's a lot of ground to cover, you know, even within Erykah Badu's world. You know, we like to take every set, every night, every song in a different direction. There's never the same show twice. That's my whole thing, because I want everybody to understand and feel they receive something completely unique, completely special. It's never going to be repeated, you know. So, yeah, we're going to do some new music, too, from 1978, Revenge of the Dragon.
Yeah.
You know, all that stuff. Because we're all coming from the hip-hop generation, too. So, you know, we'll take it on the journey that it just, you know, we'll take it And people get so excited to hear Erica's music done in a jazz way by younger artists because, you know, I love the songbook, I love the Great American Standards too, but this is something for our generation. This is something new. This is something that has never been done before, you know, yeah. And that's what makes it exciting for me when you're like, oh, this is new. This is.
I wanted to zoom out for a second, Jose. I mean, Jose James Sings Erica Badu is a fascinating, you know, artistic arc that you've been on. How do you feel, you know, you've evolved as an artist since, you know, your early Blue Note days to this new era of who Jose James is today?
I think I've discovered who I am, both as a songwriter and as a jazz singer. You know, first album for Blue Note was a really, I think it was an encapsulation of everything I had done before that, you know, everything I loved. It was like a summation, you know, and everything after that was like a journey of exploration. Like, let me find new stuff. Let me expand myself, you know, and as a jazz singer, I'm like, how can I expand the genre? How can I expand the role of what a jazz singer in 2025 2026 beyond is allowed to do. So yeah, of course I want to pay tribute to Billie Holiday, to John Coltrane, to the greats, but I'm like, well, what about Bill Withers? What about Erica? What about our great black songwriters who, of course they're famous, of course they're known as performers, but are they known as songwriters in the way that Elton John or Billy Joel or Paul McCartney is, you know? And I don't think so. I don't think they're regarded in the larger world the way they should be. Only Stevie Wonder is, you know, and of course he's our king, you know. But so for me, it's about going into new places and expanding the genre in interesting ways, and that has been the most rewarding gift for me, because I think that's going to be part of my legacy, you know. When and young kids now, even, they're like, yo, you're giving me permission to be myself. You know, I don't necessarily only want to sing Take the A-Train. You know, I want to do other stuff, because there's a whole world. A lot has changed since 1940s, you know. There's a lot of things that happen around the world, you know, not just in America, globally. Yeah. So, yeah, and Badu embodies that. She's a global artist. She is a world artist. She's connected to Africa. Like, she's on a different vibration. Yeah, so we're tapping in.
Intellects do not believe in God, but the fear is just the same. Oh, on and on, on and on.
My cycle keep moving like a thunder stone.
Oh, on and on, and on and on.
All night to the break of dawn.
I go on and on, on and on.
My cycle keep moving like a thunder stone.
Oh, on and on, and on and on. Was born underwater with $3 and 6 dimes. Yeah, you might laugh, cause you did not do your math. Like 1, 2, 3, damn, y'all feel that? Like 1, 2, 3, the world keeps turning. Oh, what a day, what a day, what a day. The man that knows something knows that he knows nothing at all.
Does it seem colder in your summertime and hotter in your fall? If we were made in his image, then call us by our name. Most intellect do not believe in God, but they fear us just the same. Oh, on and on, and on and on. On and on, on and on. I'd go on and on, on and on. On and on, and on and on. I'm feeling kinda hungry, 'cause my high is coming down. Don't feed me yours, 'cause your food does not endorse it. I think I need a cup of tea. The world keep burning. Oh, what a day, what a day, what a day. You're rushing to destruction, 'cause you don't have nothing left. The mothership can't save you, 'cause your ass is gonna get laid. If we were made in his image, then call us by our name. Most intellects do not believe in God, but they fear us just the same. Oh, on and on and on and on. Oh, on and on, on and on. Oh, on and on, on and on. Oh, on and on.
You know, listening to you talk, I'm also tapping into some of the messages that we got, you know, when we announced that you're going to be on the show this Sunday. And a lot of them were celebratory. But there's also that part where, you know, the audience wants to know how you got to the part where you wanted to celebrate Badu. And why is it that you're not presenting your original music at the festival? You know, maybe if you can then indulge us in that part of things.
That's a good question. Well, they specifically wanted that project, you know, which I was honored, you know, because I haven't had a chance to bring it to Africa yet, you know. So this is actually an exclusive for Joy of Jazz, because I'm not touring the Badu project currently. So I basically was, because I love Joy of Jazz so much, I was like, I will do this only here for you guys, because I usually don't go back and pull out projects once I've done a tour. But for me, it was important to do it there, because not only do they want it, but I feel like it's going to resonate in such a different way. Because like I said, Badu is not, she's a current artist. Like she's about to drop a new album like soon. She's in the lab with Alchemist right now. Right. She literally just said that she has a new label today on Instagram, you know. So it's exciting to walk in her shoes. And, you know, there would be no me without her, you know. So I think we really need to pay respect to particularly the Black women who have been our leaders, who have shown us the way, who have, you know, she has put so many people on.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
In so many different genres, rap, hip hop, R&B, funk, you know, and jazz too. So yeah, it's not cut and paste. Like I'm not just like doing the album and cookie cutter. No. A Jose James show is always like unfolding, and one song turns into another, and I'm folding all of the things in together in a way that, like I said, is completely unique. Almost like a live DJ cutting it together. Because I feel all of these threads together of Black music at once. So I'm going to be doing my stuff too, you know, but I want people to hear the juxtaposition with Badu's, because they'll say, oh, okay, that's where he got it from. I understand.
Loving it. This conversation is really fantastic. Kofifi FM this Sunday. We're in the wonderful presence of Jose James, and we're talking to him about his upcoming performances coming September from the 26th to the 28th is when the festival is taking place. Of course, head to joyofjazz.co.za so that you can, you know, book yourself a seat at this wonderful presentation of an incredible 60 artists back to back the entire weekend. You need to be there. You know, it's an absolute a marvel, you know, to come and see. And talking about, you know, Jose, your personal work, 1978, it's personal, it's lush, it's funky. And we want to know, You know, what inspired you to tell your story through this project? And maybe why now?
It's a great question. You know, I think my spirit just called me to do it. You know, like, I think I'm getting to an age where I'm neither young nor old, you know? I'm right in the middle. And I'm looking back at what I've done, you know, because I never knew if I was going to make more than one album. You know, I was so grateful to get my first deal. And I made The Dreamer and I said, look, if this is my one album, I want it to stand the test of time and we'll see what happens after that. And then I released it. And of course, it did well. I'm grateful. And I'm still in the game, you know, 20 years later. And you know, for me, it's just an incredible gift to be able to still share, to still learn. And it made me want to look at myself, like you said, in an autobiographical way, like what was happening when I was born? You know, what was happening in that era? What was the world? What's the world that I inherited, you know, culturally, musically, politically? And 1978 turns out is a fascinating time, man. You know, Prince was just starting, you know, his first album came out then. You know, Chic was popping, you know, disco was ending. It was coming to its summation and it was about to, you know, go through the prism and refract into all of these other genres, electronic music and that club culture, and turn into what we know today, EDM, you know, and hip hop, you know, digital, that whole world was like right there.
Yeah.
World music was coming to a larger visibility. Bob Marley and the Wailers, Kaya, 1978. So to me, it's fascinating to see all these planets colliding and to know that that is the musical mix I was literally born into.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. A beautiful, you know, time capsule, I call it, you know, from Minneapolis funk to 2025 soul, you know, and I want to know now, you know, I suppose we want to know, you know, how you went about creating, you know, that sonic palette and what was the most surprising part of making this project?
Well, I listened to a lot of music from the 70s. You know, I have a huge playlist, which I should release, you know, to everybody and share of just all my references, you know, all these like cool.
I think so. We need a playlist. I think so.
We need a playlist, right? We need a playlist. We got to do it. I'll do it. You know, but everything was so cool, you know, from the Talking Heads to Herbie Hancock to, you know, Jean-Michel Basquiat making music, like all kinds of stuff. People were just kind of like trying things. But the sonic palette to me that is definitive, it's the last moment in human history where essentially we all created records the same way because technology was limited. So everybody recorded more or less in a studio to tape through an analog machine. There was no other way to do it. People didn't have a choice. Of course, everybody tweaked it their own way, but that was the only way to do it. So there's a similarity in humanness about all of these sounds from Kraftwerk to Elton John. There's like a similar vibe, you know, to Marvin Gaye, you know. So I wanted to recapture that. So sonically, I recorded not far from here near Woodstock in this beautiful church. It's all analog. We recorded everything to tape. And on the new one, Revenge of the Dragon, it's the first time I didn't use any computer at all. There's no Pro Tools. Everything is completely to tape through the board, mixed live, like very analog, which was, that was the surprise. It was like, and that was the band surprise because I didn't tell them we were going to do it like that. And they were like, wait, for real? Like, we're doing it. And I was like, yeah, that's a take. We're done. And it was like, whoa. They were like, wow. Okay.
Okay.
But there's an immediacy. That's the jazz to me. There's an immediacy to that. Even if it's not jazz with a capital J, a song like Tokyo Daydream, which is more of like a funk pop thing, the jazz of it is that it was captured in one tape. There's improvisation within it, you know?
Close your eyes, let that rhythm
Talk about the track, speaking of tracks, 38th and Chicago, you know, having been the first single, you know, from 1978 that we got introduced to, you know, we kind of got to sit in it and, you know, immerse ourselves in the content of this conversation. It's a hard track. I mean, it's very personal, it's very political, and a very necessary, you know, conversation at that. You know, I want to also kind of tap into, you know, how you see the role of an artist now, because, I mean, with this trying times that we're currently seeing ourselves living through, the role of an artist when it comes to social commentary, you know, today, and how you see your message being put across, not necessarily being received, but, you know, how vocal are musicians to the sign of the times, unquote, Prince.
It's a great question. I think it depends on every artist, you know, I think, and every artist also has their moment, you know. I don't know if it's every artist's responsibility to be a megaphone, a mouthpiece your entire career. But I think if you look at history, you know, like Nina Simone, for example, there was a time, and Billie Holiday as well, and Harry Belafonte, there was a moment where they had to say something, you know. And I think of it as more as people. As human beings, we're like, I've had enough. I need to say something. Because it's about expressing, I think this is where people can get it wrong too. You know, like, I want to write a protest song. It's like, if you sit down and say, I want to write a protest song, it may not come across the same way unless you have that feeling. Like Marvin Gaye wrote, you know, What's Going On, and had that he was inspired to do that because his brother had come back from the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
It wasn't his experience, but he was like, I need to talk about this because this is now part of my life, you know,
That's right.
I have the opportunity. So for me, you know, talking about George Floyd, talking about Trayvon Martin, you know, I'm from Minneapolis. Like my first concert was three blocks from where George Floyd was murdered, like three blocks. This is my hometown. This is my neighborhood. This is as close as it could be, you know. So when I talk about it, it's personal, it's real. The Floyd family came to the Dakota Club, you know, in Minneapolis for my Christmas show to receive comfort, you know, to celebrate it, you know. You know, it's an emotional thing. It's it's something that I thought it was important to say now, you know, and when I tour around, of course, there's press and I, you know, talk about it in the interviews as well.
Yeah.
So that's another wave of it. And I was very surprised to find that some people in Europe, some journalists didn't know who, for example, Trayvon Martin was, you know. And so I was like, first I was angry, but then I was like, no, this is my responsibility to educate. Because these brothers are not here, but I am here. So I can teach about who they were, why they were important, why their memory alive is important, and what this music is about. So that was a powerful message for me.
Yeah.
And it has been received very well. You know, when people, you know, I think on the other hand, because there was two sides of that of them, you know, we got to keep people falling in love too. And we got to keep people inspired.
Yeah.
You know, it's...
Yeah.
Want to inspire and we want to provoke.
Yeah.
So I think it's that's the yin and yang.
The wonderful balance. And I think, as you say, I want to quote the lyrics from an Incognito song. We need to keep the home fires burning.
That's right.
Amidst the crazy, you know, we need to keep the fires burning. Yeah, yeah. On a lighter note, Jose, you know, as you and I wrap up this Sunday, this is your second appearance on the K-Jazz Show here with us. And of course, the second time in Johannesburg. You know, what is your relationship with a South African audience like? You know, and what keeps you pulling back?
Oh my God. I mean, what an audience, man.
Like, I took it there. I know. I'm sorry.
No, for real. I mean, it's like we've been talking about it since we were last there, you know, just the way that everybody, I think artists want our music to be received more than anything, you know, and like,
yeah.
Man, did they receive it, you know, like the way that the audience was dancing and singing and like so musical, that is, I can truly say I've never experienced that anywhere in the world, you know. Maybe Detroit was the closest, you know.
Ooh,
Detroit, okay. Jazz, you know, yeah. Okay. But you know, it's coming to back to the roots, man. Coming back to where all of this music came from, you know. Mm. So for me, there's this vibration, there's this harmonic, you know. When two notes come together, it creates a chord, you know, and that's what we do with the audience. There, we bring our note. And then we create a chord together and it resonates much louder than we could do by ourselves, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that sound from the last time has not left me, you know? That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Love is love. It's joy.
Yeah.
It is joy. It's well named. It is joy.
I could not have said it better. I could not have said it better because it is joy. And as you and I bring this one to a close, you were standing, it's September, you're standing backstage at the Joy of Jazz, you know, about to get on stage. What do you want the audience to take away after hearing you perform this music?
Oof. I want them to know that I traveled far and wide, you know, across the ocean to bring the best of not only myself and my spirit, but of my community, everything we've learned, all the wisdom, all the joy and the knowledge and the light. And we left it all on the stage, man. We gave it all because everybody who plays with me knows we don't hold back. There's no, that we don't ever dial a show in. We go all the way, you know, so they're going to get everything.
Absolutely. Johannesburg, you heard it here first on the K-Jazz Show and with Jose James, who's coming to Johannesburg. In fact, on the 26th to the 28th of September is the Joy of Jazz Festival 2025. And he's one of the headlining artists who are going to be celebrating the music of Eric Abadu alongside you. So get ready with your voices. Get ready with your versions of the track. I know we always miss the lyrics, Jose, but you're going to rectify that night. You're going to make sure that we sing the right lyrics. And of course, thank you so much for joining us this Sunday.
My brother, my pleasure. Man, always a pleasure to see you.
He is vocalist, and of course, he is coming through for the Joy of Jazz Festival. His name is Jose James, and of course, he was this afternoon on the K-Jazz Show on Kofi FM 97.2.